Hello, everybody. This is Brother Joseph talking to you from his bunker in northern British Columbia. Today is one of those frosty days, minus 25 degrees. But it's a special day today. It's the second podcast, and it's my mother's birthday. She turns 93 years old today. Very special mother who took care of us when we were children and brought us up in the way of the Lord. I want to start the podcast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Famous appearance on our show back in 1953. Well, he's back, ladies and gentlemen, tonight to play again our show and sing for us his famous song. Ladies and gentlemen, straight from Syracuse, New York, let's give a round of applause for Bobby Darin as he sings his famous song, Mac the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear. Yeah, he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife, oh, McHeath, babe. And he keeps it, oh, out of sight. You know, when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old McHeath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, whoa, sunny morning, there lies a body just oozing like ick. And someone sneaking around the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? Oh, there's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where there's a cement bay just dripping on down. That cement is just a weight, dear. 5 will get you 10. Oh, Mackie's back in town. Now, did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hauling cash. Now, and the plate, just like a sailor. Could it be our boys done something rash? Oh, Jimmy Diver, oh, Silky Carver, oh, Miss Luella Lenya, and Lucy Brown. Oh, when the land forms on the right, babe, now that Mackie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, oh, Silky Todger, look out, Miss Luella Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Yes, the line falls on the right, babe, now that Mackie's back in town.
Oh, Mackie's back. Wasn't that good, ladies and gentlemen? Now, all the way from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, she's here today singing that song. Give a round of applause for Teresa singing tonight at our show.
I sing a maid of tender years to whom an angel came. And now thus to a mighty queen and bowed his wings aflame. came her child, and she his resting place. She watched him grow to manhood's strength to meet his destiny. And when the danger of his truth brought him to Calvary, she stood by him all powerless to ease his dying pain. Till in the darkest hour of all, she held her son again. And if the song had ended then, our eyes would fill with tears. But the song had just begun to echo down the years. Now lift your voices, hearts and souls, to sing with one accord. Mother of the Christ, the risen Lord.
Thank you from our hearts, Teresa, for that song, which is all-inspiring and the song of an angel. Ladies and gentlemen, give another round of applause for Teresa as we send that song out to the world, the hurting world. Next, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special skit done by our in-house team of actors who are going to act out an event that took place many years ago. Without ado, we will begin the skit. Give them all a round of applause. I want to take you back to a place now. Commander speaking to him. He's in a metal box. Armor-plated metal box. He has a job to do. Commander says, "Hey, Doug." "Yeah. We gotta do something, Doug. You're gonna have to get out there and you're gonna have to get those pontoons off them. We can't see where we're going." "You're the driver, you have to see where you're going. It's gonna be your job, so get out there and do something about that so you can see where you're going." "Yes, sir." He climbs back up the rear exit. He takes his knife and he walks around. He starts cutting at these things, and psh, 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 down they go. He walks from the front, psh, psh, down they go. On the side, psh, psh, and they're all gone now. Comes around the other side and climbs back in. And his buddy, "Hey, Doug, didn't you hear all that noise?" "What noise?" he said. He says, "There was all kinds of bullets bouncing off this thing." He said, "They're hitting them left, right, and center." He says, "Didn't hear anything." "Yeah, how come you didn't hear anything, Doug?" "We all heard it. We didn't hear anything." He says, "It's loud." He says, "We didn't know how you made it." He says, Hey, I had a job to do." He became known as Lucky Doug. But he knew in his heart it wasn't luck. "I got a mission to do," he said. "I have a job to do, because I'm going to get out of this place. I'm going to go back to that country I live in, and I'm going to find myself a real woman. Because I know you can't save them. I'm going to marry me a movie star." They're all going to say to me, "Hi, where'd you get that movie star from?" And you touch her, I say to you, you even go near her, you're going to find out why I got that movie star. That's called planning your future. Planning your future. See, on that fateful day, he promised those men, I will never forget this day. Because I am not lucky, I'm blessed. I don't know why, I don't care why. But today is the day that my job begins. And I'm going to carry it out to the best of my ability. Come hell or high water. But I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need some help. Sweet Jesus, oh my, sweet Jesus, survived that wicked war. He lost a lot of friends. He came back to Canada. He went to university. The story now goes to a small dance hall for a divine meeting. Hey, Ted, slow down.
What do you want, Doug?
Which one is your sister?
The one on the left.
Huh?
Kidding!
I'm trying to figure it. So, yeah, she's the one in the red dress on the right.
You got me.
Hey, Ted, can you grab us a couple of beer? The table. Hey, wait a second. Who's the rag hanging around?
His dad bought him a brand new Studebaker.
One of them fancy Studebaker.
He's the ride.
Okay, he's the taxi guy. Yeah, I'm gonna go and introduce myself. Hey, Harvey, come here, I want to talk to you.
How do you know my name?
It's written on your name tag. Are you and Marie an item?
That hurt.
That's your heart. Did that hurt?
That hurt.
Oh. Do you love her?
What do you mean?
Do you love her? Simple question.
I don't know.
You know where I hit you? In the heart. Is that in? Is it? Do you love her in there? Do you love her in there?
Well,
I kind of thought so. Hey, come on now. Hey, look, this heart here, she's in there. She's in there because I want that woman for my wife, Harvey. And I'm going to make absolutely sure, if you get in my way, Harvey, it's not going to be a nice scene. And I tell you now, I'm going to be the one dancing with her tonight, and you... I'm going to go over there.
Yes, sir.
Do you sleep in them pants?
Have them shoes ever seen polish? Wishing a happy birthday to our mother. Please listen to this and open your ears and be blessed. When we leave this place, we go to a better place. And that's our promise, our divine promise, our hope. For Jesus said that in heaven there are many mansions. And he wouldn't tell us that if there wasn't so. And he's building a place for us.
Hello there, my old friend. Not so long ago, it was till the end. We played outside in the pouring rain. On our way up the road, we started over again. You're living a dream, though you're on top. My mind is aching, and Lord, it won't stop. That's how it happens, living life by the drop. Up and down that road in our worn out shoes, talking about good things and singing the blues. You went your way and I stayed behind. We both knew it was just a matter of time. Living our dreams, though you're on top. My mind is aching and Lord, it won't stop. That's how it happens, living life by the drop. Time's been between us a means to an end. God, it's good to be here walking together, my friend. Living our dreams, my mind stopped aching. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on our show, we have, all the way from Italy, a very special guest. For all you kiddies out there, we have for you, Topo Gigio. Come on out, Topo Gigio.
I haven't seen you for a long time, Eddie. Eddie, can you give me a little kiss? Well, hey, Eddie, you know what? I got to talk about a very special woman.
Topo, who is this special woman?
Yeah, her name is Maria. Look at that drawing, you know. I'm making a birthday card for a very, very special person today.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Topo Gigio. Would you please give a warm welcome to Leonard Cohen?
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. Just when you mean to tell her that you have no gifts to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and she lets the river answer. And you've always been her lover and you want to travel with her.
Thank all the performers, all those that added to this podcast, and especially want to thank our mother, Marie. We're going to end off. We got some of the family members. They're singing a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Lots of love.